Hello, everybody, and welcome to Yachting International Radio. I am your host, Ben Taylor, and you are listening to Taylor Tech Stories. Now, this episode is actually the first of three that we're going to do. We're doing a little mini series, I suppose, around Lift eFoils. So we're going to start the three-part series with their CEO, Nick Leeson, who's online with us now. Then we're also going to do a product demo. I'm going to go on one of these things and see what it's like and review it and show you guys their specifications, their capabilities, and see just how much fun it is. And then we're going to kind of come back together and talk about the new product launch and reviewing the product more in general and things like that. So, Nick, if I immediately pass over to yourself, just to introduce yourself, what your current position is, and then we'll dive into a bit more about your story, about your career, and how Lift has kind of developed over the past few years.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Nick Leeson. I'm one of the co-founders at Lift Foils. We're the creators of the eFoil, which is the electric-powered hydrofoil surfboard. Currently in Puerto Rico, which is where we're born and raised, and it's our headquarters of our company. It's the epicenter there for our R&D and production, and we're just pumping out boards to the rest of the world there.
Okay, cool. Amazing. So I'm quite entrepreneurial. You're clearly entrepreneurial, and starting a global business like this comes with its challenges, but there's always the kind of very start. So when you kind of originally said, right, let's build an eFoil product from the ground up, it's quite innovative, it's all new. How do you kind of start to do that? What's step one?
Well, they say that overnight success takes 10 years. So that's kind of the story that we had there. We started years ago building surfboards, building paddle boards, building hydrofoils by hand. It was an educational experience, you know, not knowing how to put these things together, being quite young, not knowing anything about it, really. You kind of have to just build one at a time and fail and fail and fail and fail and keep going. And you build up a knowledge for the materials, for the constructions, for the hydrodynamics, just the way things go together. It really, really takes a lot of years to kind of, get that fundamental education that you need to create a product like this. And then we jumped into the electric project in 2015. So it was kind of, we were coming in from the world of surfing and kite surfing with an engineering background. But we were like, okay, let's put a motor on it. There was a lot of creative thinking around it. There was a lot of special moments too, where the ideas kind of sunk in, and you get like a visual, you get kind of that intuitive vision of what this product could be and why it would be cool. And it's enough that it really inspires you to jump in and take on that project. And so we had those moments and we really kind of jumped into it. It was a big focus. It took years to prototype it out, to get a team of people together, that can help you build it, because it really, it looks like a really simple product, and it is a simple product, right? When you break it down to, but it's very difficult to make it a simple product. And it's actually quite difficult to put it together. There's a lot of things in there that contradict, themselves, lightweight, but very powerful. Thin but strong, waterproof but electric, all those things are like little subtle challenges that are not easy to put together, and so really, it took years to put that together. We didn't start shipping product until 2018, and even since then, it's been a lot of hard work to build it up to a very commercially viable product, because the world is a big place. There's a lot of people out there. It's an expensive product, and they expect, a fantastic package, a fantastic components. And there's a lot that goes into that. You team building, networking, really high quality manufacturing. it's been quite the journey to get to where we are today.
Yeah, and I believe you've got I've got two little notes down here. I believe there was a factory fire and a hurricane mixed in there with the challenges that you had.
Yeah, we put those behind us, but it was not an easy start. You know, and kind of a blessing in disguise too. We had a nice little factory, kind of call it in the backyard, but a very nice backyard. And we were building beautiful 14-foot racing paddleboards, all carbon fiber. We were building really beautiful handmade hydrofoils for kite surfing. And it was about the time when we were starting the e-foil project that the factory burned down. There was a motor that was left on by one of the employees, and it was unfortunate. But at the same time, you know, that business was a really good curator. It was knowledge building operation. We learned a lot there, but it was not a good business, and it was really too much noise keeping us from the bigger goal, from a better product. And so in some ways it was kind of a blessing in disguise that the whole thing kind of burned down, and we said, all right, good, now we'll start from scratch and we'll quiet the noise. And I was able to focus in and hone in on the product. There was a lot of work that needed to be done to get it over, like just the prototypes out, and we were able to do that. So, you know, there's challenges, but sometimes it leads to opportunities. And yeah, we built up a whole brand new factory and put that together. And then a hurricane came in that was pretty devastating for Puerto Rico. Not uncommon for the island. We see them every once a decade. You'll get a pretty solid storm. Sometimes we'll get two in a row. But it definitely made it difficult to operate when your whole infrastructure just shuts down completely. Then you can't make a phone call and you don't have power and you don't have water. Makes it pretty, and you can't even catch a flight out. You're just stuck. So we work past that. And again, it makes it stronger. I mean, right now the factory that we have is quite autonomous. I mean, we have our generators, we have water sources, we've got, so when things shut down, we keep running, we keep rolling. Because you just learn from those experiences. It makes you stronger in the long run.
Yeah, beautiful. I like that solution. So I'm guessing all this kind of surfing scene and kite surfing and foiling, obviously being a growing space, does that integrate quite a lot with your general personality and your hobbies, your interests? And then that kind of complements the business. Is that the... when you're starting up and getting going, I suppose it will always continue. Is that something that drives you into this business and keeps you facing these challenges and keep on coming back?
100%. I mean, we are, first and foremost, we are surfers. You know, we are athletes. We like to have fun, and everybody likes to have fun, right? And we know what drives people. I don't care if you're poor, or you're the richest person in the world, if you live in a landlocked country, or, you know, if you're out in the tropics, we all feel the same things when it's that gravitational pull, when it's that perfect carve. We all like it as human beings, you know, and so we're all kind of driven by that. And that's in the DNA of our brand. That's what we strive for in our product. It's not that we're building product for superior athletes, you know, and only those people. We build that kind of product because we love it, but we understand our market. We know our people, and we know how to build them into that sport. You know, we know how to get them there, that first step, and then give them the next step and the next feeling. We know how to kind of draw them into the sport and make them a part of that. So I think that's a really important part of our DNA. And as we work, you know, we're working with really sophisticated engineers and groups out there, people that design some of the top yachts. And when it comes to like propeller designs and composite materials and electronics and batteries and motors and, you know, all that. So we're working with amazing people that work on fantastic product out in the market. But we add a special little twist, you know, when we work with those guys, we go, yeah, but, you know, this is what we're really looking to achieve here. You know, it's all about that surfing experience. It's kind of bringing it back to the grassroots. And that resonates. in our product, and it resonates with our customers. When they go out, they feel that. They don't even know what exactly it is that they're feeling, but they're very excited that they've felt it. It's like, oh my goodness, what is that? This is awesome, you know? And so, yeah, that's who we are. That's what we do. It keeps driving us back. And, you know, we got all sorts of toys coming down the pipeline there too, just to keep them going, keep everybody just moving down that path to all become surfers.
Yeah, it does have that immediate effect. I mean, I talk about it all the time, different e-foil products, and you instantly get that. I don't know what it is, but I want to do it.
Magic.
I want to have fun. Yeah, I want to try it. And it's quite interesting you mentioned this whole understanding the customer, because you've got a really interesting consumer profile that can afford this type of thing. That mm-hmm. likes e-foiling a bit in the kind of battery tech and personal transport space. You've got things like the pandemic going on where you need social distancing, and it's a kind of solo sport, I suppose, in, mm-hmm. in many aspects. So how do you go around understanding that consumer and addressing their wants and kind of cultivating this? I suppose it's the whole sport, because it's so unique. I don't really know what to compare it to. I suppose surfing is fairly close, but it's different.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's its own sport. It's its own evolution of a sport, and it's becoming its own branch. You know, surfing for us is like fundamental number one. There's just something so magic about riding a wave, right? And snowboarding too. There's something about magic about like going down a perfect, you know, powder run down a beautiful mountain. That's that third dimension, that float, that the gravity sports, you know. And then there's flying, that anybody who flies, or anybody, you know, even if you take a commercial plane and that first time where you just like wheels up and you come off the ground, doesn't matter how many times you do it, right? There's something like, whoa, you know, you're coming up. And so we're really incorporating all of that into a simple product that utilizes the most modern technology available, right? But let's keep it simple. Let's keep it just accessible. That's easy. And like, oh yeah, I'm just going to go for a foil ride. I think, oh, what am I going to do? Well, I guess I'll just pop in a battery and I'll go flying and I'll go surfing in it. And that's what hydrofoiling is. It's like, man, it's just a combination of everything. You're surfing, you feel the water, you feel that connection to the water through your feet. Right, everything what the wing is feeling in there, you're really, it's coming up through your body, through your feet, but you're also flying, you're gliding over the top of it, you know, you're chasing down pelicans and you're kind of going, oh yeah, I kind of feel what you guys are feeling, you know. You're riding with dolphins in swells and you're, oh yeah, I kind of see what you guys are tripping on too, you know. And that's for everybody. I don't care who you are or where you're from or what your, you know, social status is, you know. That's for everybody. You know, we're all human beings. We're all going to feel that same thing. And it's just kind of bringing together people from everywhere, you know, of all walks of life. It's kind of cool that way.
Yeah, that's super cool. Okay, so I believe there's a new product coming out. So this is the kind of next generation of Lift eFoil. And could you tell us a bit more about that? And then also, if you kind of go into the vision for the company in the next few years, that'll be really interesting to hear about as well.
Yeah, so, you know, my thing of the business, it never stops. The evolution never stops. The product development never stops. And I think for me, like the part that I most enjoy is building new things. So I like riding it, but I think more than anything, I like building it. And so we'll get out on the foil or a new product. We ride and we go, that was great. Okay, cool. Now how are we going to make it better? You know? And so that's what's coming up. I mean, look, every single component, every single part, it's constantly being rebuilt and improved, and we do them in batches, you know? So like, so this year, I got all new board shapes coming out. I've really listened and watched our customers. And I see the things that they like, and the things that maybe they don't like, or that they're having a little, some problems with, you know? And then I also go, okay, well, I know what I'm riding, right? It's several steps beyond what are typical customers riding. How am I going to give them that stepping stone to improve their performance and improve that sensation. And that's kind of what we put together for our customers. We did all new board sizes and shapes. We even dug in deep into like the construction and how they're manufactured and built, make them really tough, really durable. And I redesigned all the wings. I did a lot of work on wing designs. I've done a lot of surfing the last 18 months, did a lot of tuning, a lot of working with my peers, came up with some really awesome designs. I think are big iterations from what we had before. So you're going to feel that. I fine tuned all the hydrodynamics, like even just motors, really, really trying to cut out any kind of noise, even if it's subtle, just make it as quiet as possible, as smooth as possible. Because again, you know, what it really comes down to is it's like carving that perfect turn. You know, there's just something magic about just banking a beautiful turn. And that's always what I'm striving for. It's like, I want that feeling to be elevated, you know?
Yeah, it's not just an action. It's a feeling or even emotion. It's actually I got it right. That was really quite awesome. Let's do it again and just elevating that.
Yeah, right. Because your Prius, it can turn around the curve, right? But your Porsche, it can also turn around that curve, but it's not the same, right? Yeah. And that's what it comes down to. The devil's in the details. But we came out with all new shapes, sizes, and combinations, it really fine tunes those parameters that you, when you get on it, you go, oh, this is next level. And in addition to that, we have a bunch of accessories and add-ons that you can really swap up the ride, because the foil that I ride, you know, is not the same as the foil that you might be riding, right? And they might have two totally different purposes. We're different people, we're at different levels. And what I want to do is, you know, is to make it really easy to interchange and swap that up. So when you invest into an e-foil, it's not just a single product, it's a platform, right? And you can say, oh, cool, well, I want to try this new hand controller. I want to try this new propeller. I want to try this new shroud or this new back wing and the front wing. So with, you know, individual components, you can swap them up. And in a matter of seconds, you got a whole new ride, you know, and you can share that with your friends. You can share that with your family. You know, it's just like, oh, well, let me just change that. And here you go. You know, here's your ride. And so we've got all sorts of, yeah, we got a lot of cool new components coming into it with kind of like the design too is kind of like a military approach as well. And the way that they design their components, really simplistic, really slick, really neat materials going into it. So I'm pretty excited with a lot of the components that we're putting out this year.
Hey, that's cool. Right. That's awesome. And then, yeah, you mentioned kind of the vision of the company. There's clearly focus on accessibility of the product, personalization to elevate this experience and all that kind of thing. Would you ever look at other products that are quite vastly different from an e-foil product, or will it always be the e-foil product, bigger, longer, faster, more accessible, more durable, more fun, that sort of a thing?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm my worst enemy because I probably give away too much of what I work on. We have a lot of exciting things that we're working on in our company. We have not slowed down at all. If anything, we are speeding up. We are changing the way that the surf world is surfing. You know, and that's more of a passion project for us. And it really feeds into our more mainstream products, that we're surfing open ocean swells. We're not even surfing regular point breaks. We're riding down the ocean at 15 knots without a motor, without a sail. It's incredible. You know, we're gliding. You're going to start to see people crossing the oceans, you know, on a surfboard. That's a big evolutionary step in the world of surfing. And that, like we spoke about earlier, is part of our DNA, right? And it feeds into our other products. So we're working on that. And then the e-foil is this awesome little personal watercraft / surfboard, you know, / magic carpet. And it's an awesome product right now, you know, but I know that 5 years down the road or 10 years down or whatever it is, we're going to look back and be like laughing. You know, you remember when we had that one board that was like this and the battery was like that. And like, it has a long way to go and evolve to become smaller, lighter, you know, easier to break down and just like throw it off the back of the boat, throw it in the water and just get an amazing sensation. And who knows what some of these up and coming, you know, the youngsters will do with it and what kind of sport they'll turn it into. Look at how snowboarding started. You know, they had a rope tied off the front of the board and kind of struggling to get down the mountain. Look at what they're doing right now. You know, it's incredible. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of evolutionary steps for that product. And I'm definitely taking it a step beyond that where, you know, I'm working on other types of watercraft, all flying, of course, because that's what we do. All electric, of course, because that's what we do. But definitely have going to keep everybody excited for years to come, because we have, I mean, just endless ideas and we're building them. You know, we go to action. So once you dream it up, it's like, yeah, I got to have one. Got to have one, at least two, one for me, one for my dad, you know? So
yeah, I think the word is excited. It's excitement mm-hmm. all around the whole thing. Nick, you've got me really excited to try one of these things. I've not been on one before. I've wanted to for ages. And I'm really looking forward to it. This is episode one, and we'll be doing three of them. So I'm sure we'll chat again in a few weeks' time to kind of go back over things and say my side or my view on how the product is and everything like that. But thank you so much for coming online for this episode, and we'll keep in touch and speak again soon.
Excellent. Have fun out there. Remember to watch your breathing and just have a good time. Get in the moment. Enjoy the flow.
All right. Thank you, Nick. Everybody, right. You've been listening to Taylor Tech Stories here on Yachting International Radio. We will be seeing you next time here on Taylor Tech Stories. I've been your host, Ben Taylor, and this was Nick Leeson, the CEO of Lift eFoils, visiting for this week's episode. And I will see you all again soon. Bye for now.